Hello, everyone. This is Scott McKay from XMY Communications, and this is another bonus audio that comes to you with the Walking Code program featuring my friend and colleague and world-famous expert in human movement, Rob Brinded. Rob, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks. Great to be here.
This is going to be an incredibly interesting bonus audio to a lot of guys because we're going to talk about how to beat the aging process. And I'll tell you, I'm one of those guys who looks younger than he really is, so man, I am feeling the years and how they're affecting my physique, whether I like it or not. And one of the things that I've noticed that I can't help but think is really going to be helped out by getting movement taken care of, getting your walk taken care of, getting your body physically in alignment, is how you kind of just start experiencing some pain as you get older, especially in the lower back and in the knees. And the other thing that I've noticed is it's kind of a use it or lose it thing. You know, if I don't go out and jump off the tailgate of my pickup truck for 6 months, I mean, 6 months from now, I might not want to do it. Climbing ladders, going on hikes. If you don't do it for a while, you know, the next time you go and try, you might not want to do it. Playing with the kids. And when you're older, playing with the grandkids, man, it just seems like it gets harder and harder, especially when you don't do it for a while. So how do the exercises in the walking code kind of keep your body in order, keep it fine-tuned so that you're not experiencing this use it or lose it problem as much, even as you go about your daily life? And also, I do want you to talk about how it gets rid of the pain. So there's a lot there. I'm just going to let you riff on all of it.
Okay.
And see where it goes.
I like, you know, use it or lose it. It's a principle. When we're little kids, we don't ever stop, do we? And then I'm working in the office for ages. And then I, like you said, jump off a wall and it's like I've landed on the hardest stone possible.
I know that feeling.
You know, yeah. So again, it's use it or lose it, which brings me to the point of the body regenerates. I think it's crucial for everyone listening to really understand that the body regenerates. And you just write that on a piece of paper and stick it on the wall. The amount of people that think, oh, I'm getting older, the body degenerates. That's a mindset. There are 90-year-olds. I have a client who's 85, who does black runs, a lady. She's not thinking her body's degenerating, 85. There's 97-year-old guy who swims 5 miles a day, does yoga every day. It's a mindset. So really, if people say, oh, you're just getting older, you need to delete that information off your biocomputer. You got to be careful who you're hanging around. If you got people, I was with someone very close to me recently. I hadn't seen them for a while. And they said, oh, you haven't got glasses yet. I said, no. And she said, oh, you will do soon. I said, what? She goes, yeah, you know, when you hit 40, you need glasses. Well, that information will affect your eyes. So you need to be really strong to what you're hearing. We look at the walking code exercises are affecting your body and kind of reversing the aging effect. It's because what we're doing is we're switching on the elastic bands. The muscle is like an elastic band. When you lengthen it, it kind of lights up, if you imagine that, like those glow sticks. You kind of bend them, they light up. So muscles love to be lengthened and it gives you energy. If you're slumped over a desk every day, then you get in your car, go home, and you sit on the couch and go to bed. You're in this slump position. Your muscles don't switch on. You lose them. And then they forget how to work. So the walking code is very, very short exercises. You just need to do one rep and it switches it on. Better to do 3-5 reps, but one rep, it switches it on. Switching it on is like reminding the biocomputer or your physical intelligence, this is what your body does. Ah, okay. So we don't use it or lose it, coming back to your original statement.
Yeah, I think everybody who like has, for example, gone on a nature hike when they haven't gone on one for like a year is going to feel it in their quads the next day, you know, and go, wow, I was using muscles that I didn't even remember I had. One of the greatest examples I can think of is water skiing. Anybody who hasn't done a whole lot of water skiing and goes water skiing, oh my gosh. Your lower back is going to be barking at you the next day like you wouldn't believe. But of course, when someone frequently water skis, or let's say you decide you like water skiing and you get into it, after 3 or 4 times water skiing, your body will go, oh, okay, well, this is what our muscles are going to be getting used to from now on. I know when I go on one nature hike and I haven't been on one for a while and it's like a 5, 6, 8 mile one, And I come back the next day, I go, man, you know, I haven't been walking enough. I haven't been climbing enough. But the next few nature hikes I go on, man, I'm ready to go and I don't hurt as much anymore. That's kind of what you're talking about, right? Is giving your muscles that memory and switching them on so they stay switched on.
Absolutely. Just kind of with all the muscles in the body, just making sure they switch on, they stay switched on. Doing, say, the shoulder matrix, kind of switching on your pecs, you only need to do like 2 repetitions and then your shoulders are held back, because the muscles are switched on and the your central nervous system, which is like the main computer system of the body, goes, yeah, I remember this. You don't need to do loads. You just need to switch it back on like a switch. Also, I always come back to this mind. We need to ensure that our mind isn't limiting us. So we need to be careful, you know, what we're reading. We need to not listening to people who are accepting old age. We're getting to a period now whereby as you get older, you can keep your body looking amazing as long as you use it. And this idea that, let's go back 100 years, men died at 30. Now you look at Sylvester Stallone and he's coming out of the gym with his six pack and he's, 70. So it's a mindset, and that mindset affects our physical body, and we need to use our body, and we also need to use our minds, not let our minds use us.
Now, as they say in high-level sports, Father Time is undefeated. So that goes without saying. True. Ultimately, you're going to get old. It's going to catch up with you. But yep. This is about making the most of what you got for as long as you can. What is it about a basketball player like Tim Duncan, who can play in the playoffs every year, have a really long season, even go through some injuries and come back? And he's a 7-foot tall guy, man. And you know what happens to guys' knees when they're that tall over time. And yet here you have a guy who into his 40s is playing at a pretty high level in the NBA. What is this guy doing, Rob, that is different than all those other guys who retired with bad knees by the time they're like 28, like the Yao Mings of the world? What's his secret?
Biomechanics. If your car or your bike is set up right, the wheels are in alignment, you look after it, it's going to not wear out. You get wonky wheels, you're going to wear things out, right? So if his biomechanics are naturally set up so everything loads correctly, like I said, all the muscles are lengthening, he's going to carry on. It's when the muscles and the joints kind of something happens, then they can't load the muscles, then you start to get problems. So if that's kept fine, if you're using a methodology like the walking code, those type of exercises, you can keep someone going. Like I said, the body regenerates. Time is a factor, of course. But with this particular guy, I bet there's going to be multifactorial. His hormones are still going to be there. His testosterone level is still going to be high because that helps to regenerate protein synthesis, etc. Biomechanics are going to be good. I bet you mentally he's strong. Doesn't worry too much, has a healthy mindset. That's going to be a massive factor. And then, you know, if you drive your car on the side of the road, you're going to wear out quicker. So these athletes don't look after themselves, eat junk food. That has an impact as well. So multifactorial.
Yeah, I like the analogy of if your car is out of alignment, you're going to wear the tires out. I mean, that just makes so much sense to anybody who's ever driven a car before. So the whole idea of alignment and that symmetry that you keep talking about, plus the other factors, the mental factors, the dietary factor, exercise, you know, not driving your car on the side of the road, all those things you talk about are significant, of course. But this whole idea of having your body in alignment is so amazingly critical to beating the aging process and being active and healthy throughout your life. Just as I was talking, you know, I'm reminded of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who is obviously long since retired from the NBA, but he played well into his 40s also. And when asked what the difference was for him, he just responded with one word: stretching.
Right.
You know, because he stretches before and after the games and before and after workouts. You know, back in the 70s and 80s when he played, most guys weren't really doing that yet, which allowed him a lot more staying power as a professional athlete. And I suspect Tim has learned a little bit from what that guy did.
Yeah. And I would say, that staying power, it's really the body just does what it does if you keep it in alignment. So he found his method of lengthening the muscles and keeping the joints balanced, you know, the wheels aligned. That's all he's doing. So you can stretch for an hour, or I like to think of my exercises a little bit like a hack. They're just very quick. You do them every day, and they just, it's kind of like hacking into the computer and just keeps everything perfectly balanced.
I think that's a wonderful way to put it. Let's talk about some of the trouble spots that guys typically experience. Knees and lower back come up a lot. How does the walking code get at those two problems long term?
Oh, that's a great question. I kind of laugh because those two areas are kind of victims of the hips and the thoracic, kind of the rib cage area. So if you imagine the knees are caught between the feet and the hips. The knees are just along for the ride. They're kind of like dumb. If they start to hurt, they're going to be looking up and going, "Hey, man, why aren't you helping me out?" to the hips, or looking down at the feet going, "Hey, why aren't you loading properly? I'm getting screwed here." So the knees are just the victims of either the feet or the hips, okay? The lower back is just caught between the rib cage and the hips. So everyone, that's why they feel it in the lower back, is just because there's a glitch in the hips or the thoracic. So the way the walking code works is it does a lot of work on feet, hips, and thoracic, and everything else just goes back to working normally. It just realigns everything.
Hold on a second, because that makes such perfect sense. I don't want to interrupt you because what you're talking about is great, but I certainly don't want this water to flow under the bridge without us really putting our finger on it. Your hips and your rib cage have your lower back in between them. And if your lower back is sending different messages and in different alignment than your hips, then of course your lower back's going to scream at you.
Yeah, and everyone will work on the lower back.
Yeah, same with the knees. I mean, the way you connected that all together, perhaps literally, you know, the knee bone connected to the thigh bone, you know. I mean, your feet are incredibly important. How you walk, you know, the camber of your feet. And feet are so complex. Any runner knows that, of course. And yet the hips, again, being so mission critical to your movement and the alignment of your entire body, yeah, your knees are there in the middle between your feet and your hips, just like your lower back is in the middle between your rib cage and your hips. So you get all that alignment, everything else just kind of falls into place.
Yeah.
I think that's huge because you're right. People are working on their knees and they're working on their lower back and they're really missing the problem.
Yeah. So I learned this from Gary Gray, who is Michael Jordan's physical therapist, or he was the go-to guy for Michael Jordan. So I like to train with the guys who get the results, right? So I pay quite a bit of money to work with him. And he talked about the train and the track. So if you imagine the kneecap is like the train, it's on a track, isn't it? Which is kind of the kneecap sits in the knee. And there's the patellar tendon. And if there's something wrong with the thigh bone or the shin, you know, the foot or the hip, because the hip affects the thigh bone and the foot affects the shin bone. If there's a discrepancy or there's a problem with alignment there, well, the train comes off the track. But it's not the train's fault. You know, it's someone's moving the track underneath. So I learned that from him and it just made such sense. But you can go into pretty much any high-level performance medical team and they'll be treating the kneecap.
Well, another thing I've heard you talk about is this whole idea of staying flexible and staying, you know, lengthened and switched on, as you call it. One of the analogies I've heard you talk about before that I thought was so weird when I first heard it, but now that I've gotten to know you better, I see the genius of it. It's this whole idea you talk about of how we're all wearing a Spider-Man suit underneath. Surely this idea has to do with growing older graciously instead of having the body fall apart. Because you talk about flexing and stretching and how that keeps your body limber and keeps your body renewed. Talk to me about the Spider-Man suit thing a little bit, Rob. I think these guys would love to hear that.
It's Spider-Man suit. If you imagine you're walking around in a bubble and let's say you're balanced and open in all areas of your life, your ball is nice and round, there's no dents in it. But you know, as we go through life, we have heartbreaks, pain, worries, and it kind of puts dents in our bubble. And if you imagine a Spider-Man suit, the restrictions and tensions that start happening, you start to see in the way you move. So an older, like if I walk down the street, I'm going to see an old elderly lady bent over, completely twisted, contorted, the hips not working anymore. And she looks old. Very rarely, but I saw a guy recently and I followed him. I couldn't believe how well he walked. He must have been about 70. He walked like a 20-year-old. I was absolutely blown away. I just followed him walking. I hope he probably thought I was after him or something, called the police. But it was just
see, Rob, you are weird and strange.
Geeky. But what was amazing was I knew that his mentally would have been very flexible. So how flexible you are mentally will have an effect on your body. Also, like if you're fearful, you're not going to go out and exercise, are you? You're not going to go out and experience things. So again, the mind affects the body, body affects the mind. You have to be flexible in your mentality. You go, you know, exploring the world. I find that like I look up to that. You go to places that I would be fearful of going sometimes. And that sort of flexibility and freedom of movement is reflected in you physically.
I would hope so.
Yeah. So, yeah, I do.
Hope I wouldn't disappoint you, you know, in real life.
No. I've seen you before.
If you did the granular examination. But I mean, I hear exactly what you're saying. You know, in terms of the elderly lady you mentioned,
yes,
or even the elderly gentleman, we see them hunched over and we go, oh, osteoporosis. But it isn't only the skeleton. It's also the muscular system and the movement and that fashion, how everything has been kept in order. And unfortunately, a lot of elderly ladies, you know, they don't put a whole lot of attention on all this stuff. They kind of move through life, you know, taking care of the kids and the grandkids and doing their thing, and they don't give much attention to this. And that's what happens. And meanwhile, you look at people who have lived a life of fitness, lived a life of activity, and have never really slowed down. And it's no surprise that they're still very active and they still look great.
Yeah.
And move great.
Coming back to the Spider-Man suit that you were saying, if you imagine a bed sheet on a bed, you kind of grab a corner of the bed and scrunch it up, you see the lines going to the other side of the bed, right? Like you can see that it affects all areas of the bed. Well, this Spider-Man suit is a continuous, like a web going inside of us, but you're using the analogy of Spider-Man suit, it goes all over our external body. So if you have a hip restriction, let's say you have an injury in the hip or you sit down too much, that's going to pull on different areas of your body. It's going to pull on your organs. Connective tissue wraps itself around the organs, and that has an effect on your lungs, on your liver, and affects your whole health system. So
that's huge.
Yeah. And so what we need to be doing is looking at the body, not in different body parts, but as a whole, you know, Spidey walking, he's just fluid. He can spin, jump. You wouldn't imagine him having some sort of kink in his Spider-Man suit where you'd see it immediately. There's something off with Spidey.
That would ruin the whole comic book, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? So you want to be like that. You want to iron out all the scrunches in your Spider-Man suit, so that your Spider-Man suit is nice and fluid. That'll help you in your business, in your relationships. Women find that extremely attractive, yeah?
And it'll help you beat the aging process.
And it will help you, absolutely. And there's the regeneration. The body regenerates when the Spider-Man suit is kept healthy.
And of course, all the exercises in the walking code will pull all this in alignment. That's the beauty.
Absolutely. And it's not like hard work. It's like a hack. It's working on the electrical body, on the Spider-Man suit, which is connected throughout the body.
Wonderful stuff, Rob. Thanks once again for giving us such incredible information and such valuable information that I really think is going to help guys get the most out of the walking code. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. My pleasure.
And until I talk to you again real soon, this is Scott McKay from XMY Communications. Be good out there.